Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. What about you? Do you want to praise God with me this morning? Do you want to glorify God? Do you want to magnify your almighty living God? Our God is not dead. He lives, and he lives within our souls. You want to magnify God or your problems? You want to magnify God or your situations? You want to magnify God or your trials and tribulations? Oh, let us magnify the Lord. He is in the blessing business. He is greater than any sickness, greater than any disease, greater than any trial, greater than any tribulations. We serve a good God. Yes, he is, and he's awesome. And he's doing great and mighty things in our lives and the lives of others. We thank God. We know what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. Let us bless his holy name. Let us praise him. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Somebody ought to magnify him this morning. God has been good to you. He's better. He's been better to you than you've been to your own self. Somebody ought to praise him. When praises go up, blessings come down. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. My spirit is happy this morning. There's joy in the Lord. There's blessings in the Lord. When we praise him, you know what? The word of God says when praises go up, blessings come down. Watch those blessings unfold in your life today as you magnify the Lord and not your situations. When you magnify the Lord and not your trials and tribulations. Oh, let us magnify the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. I'm not worthy to be praised, but God is. The pastor not worthy to be praised, but God is. Your boss on the job is not worthy to be praised, but God is. Your children not worthy to be praised, but God is. God is worthy to be praised, not your home, not your car. Let us worship God this morning. Not our degrees, not our good looks. Not our clothes, not even the food on our table. Oh, let us worship God. Let us praise him. Let us glorify him. Let us magnify him. My favorite scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Early in the morning, seeking God first. And watch you see miracles, signs, and wonders take place in your life. Seek God first. Thank you, Jesus, that we have an opportunity this morning to seek you first. Not worry about ourselves, our trials, our tribulations, because you said in your word that we're going to have trials and tribulations. You said it. We're reading your word. We take you at your word. So why are we surprised when we go through something? And we ought to thank God we're going through. We're not stuck in that. We are going through. My sisters and my brothers, you are going through. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are going through. You're overcomers. You're not survivors. We're all overcomers. As they march, we shall overcome. Ha! Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to be praising God this morning. We shall overcome. You're overcomers. Yes, you are. We're not survivors. We're not just surviving. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're overcoming. Overcomers. Somebody's being healed right now, even as I speak. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. Somebody's being healed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We're overcomers. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, and I'm excited about today, excited about today, excited about today. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. This is a brand new day. Thank you, God. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Your heart is still beating. Hallelujah. Someone may have a pacemaker, but God is doing that work. The blood is still flowing in your veins. Hallelujah. God is doing that work. Those migraine headaches have faded, have gone away. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God is doing it. Lay your hands on that area of your body where you need healing. Pray over your body. As Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage of New Union Baptist Church used to say, you need to learn how to pray for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to have a prayer partner. Yes, it is. I thank God for prayer partners. I thank God for prayer lines. I thank God for the men and women of God that are interceding for you. But my sisters and my brothers, we need to learn how to pray for ourselves. Lay hands on yourself. Anoint yourself with oil. Yes, anoint yourself. Uh-huh. It is power in that anointing. It's God moving on your behalf. It's not the oil. It's the Spirit of the living God moving on your behalf. Because you're trusting and believing in God. And God will change the natural into the supernatural. Supernatural men and women of God. You're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A lot of you are still in the land of the living. Huh. They said you wouldn't make it. But yes, you're still here. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. God has a plan for your life. And Satan will not interfere with the plan that God has for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you that's in the wheelchair, keep right on rolling along. Thank you, Jesus. I see the children on TV with one arm, one leg, no arms, no legs. But they're rejoicing. They're happy. Dear God. There's a minister that don't have no legs and no arms. But he's preaching the word of God. He's not focusing on what he don't have. He's preaching the word of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. God is doing a great thing in your life. Expect the unexpected. Expect the hand of God upon you right now. Lay hands on that part of your body. If you have a loved one in your home with you, you can lay hands on one another and pray over one another and watch God move. You ain't got to wait till Sunday morning. You got to wait until Wednesday Bible study. You don't have to wait until Friday night. Worship in your home right where you are, my dear ones. Worship should start right in your own home. Thank you, Jesus. Husbands and wives, pray together. Worship God together. Rejoice together. Your children and your grandchildren should see you praising and worshiping God. They should hear you praising and worshiping God right in your home, in your car. Uh-huh. Folk on your job should see the Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. You shouldn't be worried about if I'm going to get fired. You know God. Don't worry about am I going to get a pink slip. If you're coming to work on time, doing your job, and you get a pink slip, God is going to take care of you. I hear the Holy Spirit say, don't you worry about a thing. I got your back. I will put food on your table. I will pay your bills. I'll make a way out of no way. I hear God said, I'm a husband to you. I'm a wife to you. I am your all in all. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm excited this morning. I'm going above. I am just excited. I just trust God. And that's what he spoke to me this morning. Men and women of God, we've got to trust God. Stop acting like the world, murmuring and complaining. Trust God until the day you die. Uh-huh. We sing that song, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. Are you trusting God this morning? Are you trusting him? As you go through your trials and tribulations, as you go through your times of sickness, and a lot of times we bring some things on ourselves. I mentioned that to you before. My brother, who's a chief petty officer in the Navy, retired. He said that he traveled all around the world. Yes. He said, well, you can get drugs freely. Uh-huh. Freely. Smoking cigarettes. Drinking alcohol. Uh-huh. Doing everything he was big enough to do. Now he has kidney problems. Cancer in his body. God didn't do that to him. He tell everybody when he go around and do his talk, God didn't do this to me. He said, I took it upon myself to smoke cigarettes. I took it upon myself to drink that drink that was nasty. He said, I took it upon myself in Germany to try some drugs I never tried before. He said, I took it upon myself to smoke marijuana in Vietnam. He said, I took it upon myself. God didn't do that. When you go out and gamble your money, Atlantic City, yeah, a lot of you still go to Atlantic City. A lot of you in casinos right where you live, playing numbers. Then you broke, crying out to God, saying, I can't pay my rent. My mother always said, pay your bills first. Pay your bills first and watch God move on your behalf. And those that are tithers, thank God that you're trusting God with your finances. That 10%. Somebody said, I can't afford to tithe. I'm telling you, you can't afford not to tithe. We're talking about trusting in God, not in the pastor, not in the archbishop, not in the apostle, not in the prophet, not in the pastor of the church, not the doctors, not the lawyers, not the judge, not your landlord. We're talking about trusting God this morning. Are you trusting God? Are you really trusting God? You say you are, but I'm going to trust in God until I die. I want you to trust God this morning. Yes, this is the prophet talking this morning. I want you to trust God. God placed that in my spirit this morning. Trust God. Trust God. Somebody's going through something. Bruce said, you trust God. You got to tell everybody what you're going through. We got some prayer warriors that we'll pray with you and pray for you. But God is saying we're living a season now where he wants you to trust him. Thank you, Jesus. And that goes for me too. Trust God. I want you to hear me this morning. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, chief apostle. This is the prophet coming out of me this morning. Trust God. Stop murmuring and complaining. Stop worrying. Stop getting on the phone telling everybody your business. Stop getting up in church telling everybody your business. Your pastor is not God. God. Yes, we love our pastors. I'm not telling you don't love your pastors. Yes, you love your pastors. But the Holy Spirit is saying this morning, trust God. Why worry when you could pray? Trust God. I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. We're going to have a little bit of praise and worship. But the Holy Spirit said, trust God. Uh-huh. Lean not to thy own understanding. We're going to pray this morning, but the Holy Spirit said, trust God. Watch God move in that situation. Watch God move in your life. Watch God move in your life. You're so caught up in everybody else. Watch God move in your life. God said he's doing a work in you. And if God is doing a work in you, do you believe God? Do you love God? Are you worshiping him and praising him? Instead of whining and crying, instead of murmuring and complaining, woe is me. I don't know why I got to go through this. I don't know why my family acting like this. I don't know why my boss and my job don't like me. I don't know why he or she treat me like that. Put he or she in God's hand. Put those children in God's hand. Dear God. Thank you, Jesus. You're not a doormat. Don't let folk run all over top of you. Thank you, God. Don't let people verbally and mentally and physically and emotionally abuse you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You're not a doormat. Amen. God, give us good sense. Yes, you are a Christian. And let folks know that I'm a Christian. I'm a woman of God. I'm a man of God. I'm not going to let you abuse me, misuse me. I'm not a doormat. Yes, you are a Christian. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes we as Christians, we begin to speak up for ourselves. They say, oh, no, you are a Christian. You should not say that. You should not do that. Didn't Martin Luther King speak up? Yes, he did. Thank you, God. And we thank God for those that believe and trust God with Dr. Martin Luther King. We thank God for those that trust God. Thank God for the Lady Moses that trust God and help bring those slaves through. Are you trusting God like our ancestors did in the past? I hear the Holy Spirit say, do you trust me? Do you really trust me this morning? I can call out some names, but I'm not going to do that. You know who you are. You know what you need to do. So I ain't got to call out no names publicly. You know who you are. And if you're a man of God, you know that God is speaking to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We ain't got to embarrass nobody in public. Thank you, God. Trust God this morning, my dear ones. Trust him. Trust him. We sing those songs of Zion. We pray those prayers. We read the word. We meditate. Do you trust God? Yes, this is your chief apostle this morning. I want you to know how great God is in your life and in my life.
Oh, Lord. My God, when I lost some wonder, consider the world thy hand has made. I see the stars. I hear the rain.
that great? We serve a good God. Isn't he great? Wake up early in the morning, magnifying him, glorifying him. How great thou art. Yes, he is a good God. And then when you feel like you're going through something, you just don't understand. We're not going to understand everything. Just cry out to God. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Because he's a great God. Good, we could cry out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He's standing right there. Yes, he's all up in your face. All up in your face. Just waiting for you to cry out. Just waiting for you to just take his hand. Just lift up your hands this morning if you're lying on your sick bed, in a nursing home, a hospital, assisted living facility, behind those prison walls. Oh, cry out to Jesus. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you. Yes, he is. He's waiting for you. Cry out to Jesus. Let him know that you believe him and you trust him this morning without a doubt. He's waiting on you. Yes, he is. As the song says, what are you waiting for? We know the word of God in Psalm 27 says, what? Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord. He didn't say wait on your pastor. He didn't say wait on the apostle. He didn't say wait on the president. He didn't say wait on your sister or your brother. He didn't say wait on your boss. He said wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, my dear ones, you're not going to murmur and complain. You're going to trust him. You're going to trust him while you're waiting. Amen. The word of God is going to set you free. The word of God is going to keep you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. One more praise and worship song, and we're going to go into the word. Yeah, we're going to pray this morning. We're going to have our listen. Uh-huh. It's time for you to serve God. Stop serving man. Worship God. Time to praise him. Time to glorify him. Time to magnify him. Jesus is waiting. Yes, he's waiting. Uh-huh. He's waiting on you. I got to play this one, y'all. He's ready. Yes, he is. Ready or not, here he comes.
It's open now. Yeah. Standing right there behind.
Presiding Bishop Patricia Stewart, truly, truly believing and trusting in God. Jesus is waiting on you, Elder Annette, Elder Don Smith. Jesus is waiting on you, Rosie Traham. Jesus is waiting on you. She need to tell him. Jesus is waiting on you, Sister Greta. Sister Esther. Maxie. Stephen Thomas. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. Sometimes God will put us in a waiting place. But all we could do is wait on the Lord. He speaks to us in a small, still voice. Jesus is waiting on you, Rael, Zariel, Diamond, Mother Annie Green. Jesus is waiting on you. Yes, Sister Greta, he's waiting on you. Huh? What do you want to do? You know, lots of times we say, I'm waiting on the Lord. And God already done spoke to us and told us what to do. God done told you what to do. He's waiting on you. Yes, he is. You know, lots of times when I was growing up, I noticed certain things I was doing was wrong. Then I go and pray. Ask God to get me out of it. And God already spoke to me and told me don't go that direction. God already spoke to me and told me you got to get out of there. God already spoke to me and told me not to do that. So Jesus is waiting on what are you going to do? He's waiting on you. He already gave you the direction to go in. He already gave you the word of God. He gave you the word of God. He spoke to us, and he is still speaking to us. Go to the book of Romans. Thank you, Jesus. Go to the 10th commandments. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's telling us how to live. And goes for me, too. Thank you, God. He's speaking this morning. He's waiting on you. You're praying for a blessing. You're praying for deliverance. You're praying for healing. You're praying for his grace and mercy. He's waiting on you. Thank you, God. He's already told you what to do. He's already told you what direction to go in. He's waiting on you. You want a breakthrough? Do what God has already told you to do. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus is waiting on you. Y'all know that's powerful. Mercedes. Rashawn. Desmond Stewart. Jesus is waiting on you. Pastors of churches. Get it right. Deacons in the church. Deacon is in the church. Choir members. Ushers. Jesus is waiting on you, church members. Is waiting on you, world leaders. Thank you, God. Y'all know the Holy Spirit is speaking this morning. I want you to tell somebody, Jesus is waiting on you. What are you going to do? Thank you, God. We're always pointing fingers at everybody else. He's waiting on you to make the right decision. He's waiting on you to stop lying, stealing, whoremongering, homosexuality. He's waiting on you. He's already delivered some of you and set you free, and you went back in it again. We don't hear talk about sins. Sin is sin. There's no big sin, and there's no little sin. Gossiping is a sin. Lying is a sin. Cheating is a sin. It's sin, my dear one. I didn't write this book, so don't get mad with me. sin is sin. Jesus is waiting on you. What are you going to do? Let's go to the scripture. I'm just excited about the word this morning. We're going to pray. Yes, we are. We're going to pray. Let's go to our Psalm of Protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the noose's pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be what? Thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 8,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But guess what? It shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because he hath made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels, Sister Esther, for he shall give his angels, Sister Greta, for he shall give his angels, Reverend Dr. Hurry P. Close, Deaconess Close, for he shall give his angels, Mother Annie Green, for he shall give his angels, Mercedes, for he shall give his angels, Pastor Rosie Cobia, charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on the feet, because he hath set his love upon thee. Fare forth. Fare forth. For I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, for I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation is free, my dear ones. It don't cost you nothing. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. This is our Psalm of Protection. Read it and dinner. And even for a snack. There's no calories when it comes to the word of God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God can do anything but fail. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God. He's a gracious. He can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We come to praise you, to glorify you, to magnify you. We lift up the name of Jesus on this blessed day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We come trusting in you. We lift up Sister Burdetta Washington. We thank you for her healing. We thank you for her healing. We thank you, Father God, for her family in its entirety, as you draw them closer to Jesus Christ. We thank you right now, Father God, for being a comforter to those who have lost loved ones. Sister Esther, we're praying for you. God is able. God is the keeper. God is the healer. Call upon his name of Jesus. Pastor Rosie Cobia and the loss of her sister. God is with you and your family members. God is able. Yes, he is. Pastor Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, the Hickman family and the Lee family, and the loss of her son, Gary. And he's not lost. He's going home to be with the Lord. Our loved ones who have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, have gone home to be with the Lord. They're not lost. Thank you, God. They're not in the lost and found. Uh-huh. They're going home to be with the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God that he's with you. Minister Sharon Ricks. Minister Yvonne McFadden. Minister Barbara Duffy. Gospel Tabernacle family. Bishop Reginald Kennedy. Lady Reginald Kennedy. First Lady Reginald Kennedy. God is with you. Yes, he is. Every step of the way. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie, God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We're praying that he dispatches heavenly hosts of angels all around you. Sister Becky, God is with you. We thank you for your son, your family member that are with you. He said, I've never seen a righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Isn't God good? He will not forsake you. He's with you every step of the way. He will lead you and guide you. The Logan family, the Haney family, the Mills family. God is with you. The Green family, the Trahan family. God is with you. The Kelly family. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. Jill Green, his wife, in Miami, Florida. God is with you. And all that's going on around you, God is still right there. So those of you that are in Florida, hold on to God's unchanging hand. God's got the final word. We are praying for you, Tanisha Green in Norfolk, Virginia. We're praying for healing for your son. Praying for healing for your entire family. We're praying special prayers for Elijah. Yes, we are. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. He'll make a way out of no way. Tanisha, hold on to God's unchanging hand for your children. Yes, God is able. Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Sandra Green, God is a healer. Yes, he is. He's healing you, mind, body, spirit, and soul right now, even as I speak. Sister Maxie, God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. God is with you, Sister Maxie. Thank you, God. We thank God for blessing and bringing loved ones across the highways and the byways, protecting them in the storms, the hurricanes. My God, my God, my God. Yes, he is a healer. He's delivering someone from drug addiction, alcoholism. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch the dear one that's searching for illegal drugs. Touch their minds right now. Deliver them, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that they will fall on their knees and surrender to you. Let them get a fix from Jesus Christ. They'll no longer have that hunger for drugs. They'll no longer be addicted to even prescription drugs. But they'll be addicted to Jesus Christ. And we thank you right now. We're praying, Father God, for healing for Elder Don Smith right now in the name of Jesus. You a healer. Elder Don, lay hands on your body. God is a healer. We thank you, God, for the healing right now for Elder Don Smith. We thank you right now for the healing for Mother Andy Green, Mother Mary Robinson. We thank you for the healing. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for Mother Nita in the nursing home. We thank you for the healing right now, Sister Becky. We thank you, God, for the healing. We're going to trust God. We're not going to doubt, because he will surely bring you out. AJ, we're praying for you. Maxie, we are praying for you. Evangelist Jacknita Taylor, we are praying for you. And you thank him and praise him for that new job. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. God is working something out for you right now. New Union Baptist Church, continue to trust God. Body of Christ, continue to trust God. Thank you, God.
for Sister Pat Jackson, Brother Jackson. God brought you all the way home from Afghanistan. We are praying for those in Ukraine, Russia, fighting the war. We know the Word of God says there's a time for everything. And we know that God is still in charge. He said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. He said it in his word. And some of us are at war with ourselves. A spiritual battle. But you need to cry on the Almighty Living God. He said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, blessing us with peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. We'll pray special prayers for our black males that are going through a trying time. God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then we're lifting up every male in the world, all around the world, that they'll band together and love their families, protect their women, protect their children. Then we're praying for those that are homeless, that are walking the streets. Father God, touch their minds right now. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch their minds, Father God, that they'll surrender and fall on bending knees and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Father God, be with them and guide them and lead them, that they'll want to live in a safe quarter. We thank you for the shelters, Father God. Yes, we do. But bless them with a home. If it's one room, we thank you. If it's a family, bless them with a house. Thank you right now, Father God, for providing shelter for someone, preventing eviction for someone, preventing that sale of their home. We thank you right now for touching the landlord, touching the bank to allow that individual to remain in their homes, no longer in foreclosure. We thank you right now, Father God. We know that you can do it. There's someone on this line that's standing in need of a miracle. We thank you, Father God, for Rosetta Logan. We thank you, Father God, glory be to God, hallelujah, for Deacon Spain, Deacon Terry. We thank you, Father God, for Deacon Theodore Price. Touch them one by one, individually and collectively. Reverend Johnson, Reverend Thomas, we thank God for you. We thank God for the nurses, even if it's just one. We thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you, God. And we lift up her daughter, Rhonda, in the nursing home. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done and what you're going to do in our lives right now. And we want to praise you and glorify and magnify you as we go through our trials and our tribulations. Because he said he will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We lift up Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. Let her continue to sing the songs of Zion. We thank you for the word. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching Ricky Hightower, wherever he may be. Touch him, Father God. Strengthen him and guide him and lead him. We thank you for the word that you're placing in his spirit, his mind, and his soul. We thank you for regulating someone's mind right now. We come against mental disorders, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenic, depression. We come against those disorders right now. They're not of God. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We thank you right now, Father God, that individual is about to drink that poison. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. We thank you for touching that young girl from stopping, from cutting her wrist. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Take that weapon down from your head. You will not commit suicide on our watch. God has a plan for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fall on bending knees and surrender to him for that miracle you're working right now in that individual's life, in that home, or on their job. As they walk the streets, as they travel the highways and byways, touch our young people. Speak to them, Lord. Let them hear from you. Then let them be obedient to the Spirit of God. And then they'll be obedient to their parents They'll be obedient to the laws. They'll be obedient to the authority. And we have that authority, Father God. Men and women of God, we have that authority. Speak to your children in authority. We pray that you put a hedge of protection all around them. Be with them and guide them as they lead them, as they go into their jobs this morning. Touch someone right now and give them travel and mercy. Travel and mercy on their jobs. As they walk the streets to catch public transportation. As they fly in the airplanes, in the jets, on the cruise ships. Them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Be with someone right now, Father God, that's about to give up. But let them hold on to God's unchanging hand. You're a way maker. You'll make a way out of no way. Father God, touch right now, heal and deliver. We pray right now for a spirit of peace in this land. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. You told us to pray without ceasing. And we are trusting in you. We are believing in you. We're going to serve you until we die. Go into the prisons, Father God. Touch those individuals that are innocent and those that are guilty. Let them cry out to you. Prison a place of worship. Let the prison become a place of worship. Let our homes become a place of worship. Let our jobs become a place of worship. Let us have our private revivals right in our homes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Grant us travel and mercy. I decree and declare a personal revival right in your home, right where you are. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, understanding. I decree and declare healing upon that individual right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the spirit of the Almighty God reigning in your life right now. I decree and declare healing upon Elder Dawn Smith right now. Healing, glory be to God, upon Sister Esther. Healing upon Mother Annie Green. Healing, Father God, those with mental disorders. Healing in this land right now in the name of Jesus. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Nothing is too hard for God. I decree and declare miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, right Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. That's P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Request your prayer rug. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we're going to send you some anointing oil. It's not in the oil, but it's in the power of the Almighty Living God. Tune in again on Tuesday through Thursday. And don't forget to listen to the Dr. Pat Show today on WOLB 1010 AM at 10 AM. God is God all by himself. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good.